The following podcast contains spoilers for episode 4 of series 5, The Time of Angels. If you haven't seen that episode of Doctor Who, then please stick your fingers in your ears and go la 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 for the next 3 minutes or so, or just save the podcast and listen to it when you watch the episode on BBC America or Space Channel or the Australian Broadcasting Channel or Radio Croatia. Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2 Minute Time Lord Podcast for April 24th. Neil Perryman is a god among men. No, he's not a god among men. He's just a man. He's just a man who's one of the triumvirate of Tachyon TV guys and also the Behind the Sofa blog. You've heard me talk about that before. You've heard John Williams. Well, what does Neil Perryman think about The Time of Angels?
Hello, this is Neil from Tachyon TV and Behind the Sofa, and this is my take on The Time of Angels, just a few moments after transmission. Now, I've got to admit, I was a little bit nervous coming to this episode. This was the first episode that they shot, and I was a little bit worried about some of the rumours that I'd heard about having to fly in an emergency Collinson, doing reshoots, having to recast some of the parts. I was also a little bit worried about Matt Smith. Would he be settled into the role? But what with it being his first story that he shot? But my God, he nailed it again. What was particularly impressive about Smith, it's the fact that in the midst of all this rising tension and this sense of dread, he never undermines it by acting like a complete idiot or goofing off by burping whilst talking like some of the doctors I could mention. And while he's still eccentric and displays very doctorish qualities with his mannerisms, I was reminded of Tom Baker with the reading of the book, and he's very Troughton-esque, as has been said many times before. Even though he has that quality, he never undermines the drama. And what drama there is. It's actually terrifying. Probably the scariest Doctor Who's been since probably the last time the Weeping Angels were on. Some younger viewers may complain that it moves a little bit too slowly, but what's great about this is it's a two-parter. The episode has room to breathe. It's got room to build up the tension. It also manages to do some very interesting things with a monster that we think we already know. The fact that it can actually manifest itself in other ways is very, very interesting indeed. The character of River Song. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Alex Kingston, but I've got to say, what's interesting about this is it's probably the only character in Doctor Who's history that he meets out of sequence on television, and that raises all sorts of interesting questions. Hopefully, they won't be answered, and we can just leave it to our imaginations. The actual building sense of dread is directed very well. There's a very, very surreal opening sequence, brilliantly directed, very, very cheeky. I love the way that the distress call crosses time. I thought that was quite brilliant. One thing I could have done without is the sound effect on the flashlights. What the hell was all that about? How would you ever go on a stealth mission? I know there were Vickers, but that was ridiculous. They're torches, not lightsabers. The cliffhanger was a bit weird as well, mainly because we didn't have a bloody clue what was happening. More a cliff ponderer than a cliffhanger. So thanks, Chip. That was pretty hard work, actually. I'm used to slagging things off. Oh, actually, I can slag something off, and that's the time slot. I'm not talking about 6:20 or 7 o'clock. I'm talking about being in winter. If only it had been dark outside. Most kids will be probably outside playing with a frisbee instead of being terrified behind the sofa as the nation collectively huddles around a fire. But apart from that, excellent work. Good to see the programme firing on all cylinders. Oh, and the trailer for next week gave me goosebumps. What's particularly exciting about it is it looks like they're going to address the big crack thing rather than just pointing cameras at it and going, oh, look, there's a crack. They're actually going to make it part of the story. This is the series kicking ass. And I, for one, can't wait for next week.
It must be noted that Neil Perryman watched this episode on BBC HD, which means he was not accosted by the visage of an evil Graham Norton animation. Way to go, BBC! You can find Neil and John Williams and Damon Query and a whole bunch of other people over at behindthesofa.org.uk. And there's always tachyontv.co.uk. for some of the most hysterical science fiction, Doctor Who, satire, audio that you've ever heard, if they'll ever get around to releasing that new video episode they keep talking about. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at @2MinuteTimeLord. You can find my podcast on iTunes, where I'd love it if you'd leave a review. Thank you so much for listening, and I am out of here.